This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Ultimate HA7 Joint Formula from Purity Products. Ultimate HA7 features the joint-boosting benefits of hyaluronic acid. HA works like a shock absorber, helping to cushion and soothe your joints. Plus, this HA also hydrates your skin. It's powerful support for your joints, cartilage, skin, and connective tissues. So call 800-983-1154 and get a full-size bottle of HA7 for only $9. And you also get free shipping. Call now to claim your $9 trial bottle of HA7 with free shipping. 1-800-983-1154. These move fast, so call now. 1-800-983-1154. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and CBD is the theme of today's podcast. It's all the rage everywhere. They're talking about CBD, but there's so much more we need to know about CBD, and there's some myths and misconceptions, and even the legal status of CBD is somewhat murky. And we're going to talk to a real expert today. We're going to talk to one of our go-to people on the subject of CBD. He's Stuart Tomk. He's Vice President of Human Nutrition at CV Sciences, Inc. And if the name Stuart Tomk sounds familiar, he once graced our airwaves as a spokesperson for Norwegian Naturals. He was an expert on omega-3 fatty acids. He's made a longitudinal move in the industry to something which he thought really had tremendous potential as a nutraceutical, and I agree with him. It's CBD, and it's now being offered over-the-counter as a supplement, and I think truly it is the revolutionary supplement of the decade. And Stuart, so welcome to Intelligent Medicine. It's a pleasure having you back on the program.
Thank you, Doctor. Really a pleasure to be with you, and a really exciting, nuanced, and let's face it, murky and opaque subject matter that needs a lot of light.
Okay, great. Since we talked, there have been some developments, and let's start with some of the awards that have been given to the company that you're working with. I think you picked the right horse because, I mean, frankly, I went to a recent conference here in New York. It was the Integrative Healthcare Symposium, and CBD was all the rage. There must have been 10 or 12 booths, each offering its own brand of CBD. So, this must be confusing to practitioners, must be confusing to the public. But recently, CV Sciences, the makers of Plus CBD Oil, have garnered a couple of awards, and I think that that's a very vindicating situation for you.
Yes, no, it really is quite flattering considering that a few years ago, nobody knew what to think about this category. And now that Nutritional Outlook said that for 2018, we were not only the company, but also the product of the year. And we also have many other awards, some I can't even announce right now because they have not gone public
yet. It's embargoed, right?
But it really, it's embargoed, but it's truly consensual validation that we were on the right track to combine nature and science together. This is all about personal empowerment and giving people the tools they need to stay healthy. At the same time, we have a compound, CBD, that can be found in multiple different swim lanes. And that confuses the regulatory landscape and it confuses the customer. So that's what I love about being able to come onto your show to spend a few more minutes getting into the nuanced details of this.
Okay, great. ConsumerLab.com, which analyzes supplements and rates them. It's kind of like the Consumer Reports for supplements. And by the way, they can be very critical. They can make or break a brand. And actually,
yes, they can.
I've been upset and disappointed sometimes when I see their ratings for products that we once thought were great products, and they will just be merciless sometimes in their criticism of certain products. You know, there's adulteration, there's pollutants, there's contaminants, they aren't delivering what they claim on the label. And they rated CBD. So how did you guys come out? There was a recent It's a full report. You can go to consumerlab.com. Unfortunately, they ask for a subscription. It's kind of a pay-to-play situation for the consumer, but it's well worth it if you want to look at it. So what do they say, basically?
Well, they said a couple of things. The first thing was that this is an update to their first report. So if you saw the first report that ConsumerLab.com put out, they actually had a very healthy, biting criticism about the hemp CBD market. They said right in their paperwork, there isn't a tremendous amount of research to support mm-hmm. these relatively low doses.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I loved in this report is that they covered the work that we have done by name. Let me just read this little part of it. Lower dose CBD supplementation was generally reported to improve symptoms of anxiety and mildly improve sleep in a group of 72 men and women who took CBD for 1 or 2 months as part of their treatment of anxiety and sleep disorders.
And they're this very stingy about lavishing praise on supplements.
Right.
I mean,
no,
I got to say that. Yeah. I mean, so for them to say that already is a big, big leap.
It's a giant leap. And then they mention our company by name. The CBD was provided by CV Sciences, Inc., makers of Plus CBD oil. So the reason that that's important, and I like to talk about it on your show, is the intellectual fair criticism is we have research on CBD, the molecule itself. We have research on high CBD, low THC cannabis / marijuana. We have very little published evidence on this food fiber hemp that we're growing that we've turned into a dietary supplement. So now you can see it with your own eyes. 72 people took one capsule a day. The majority of them had massive reduction, 79% reduction in the first month of anxiety scores. So that's pretty exciting mm-hmm. that we can now have a little proof of concept, and we have now a randomized control trial that's currently ongoing, doctor, so that next time I show up on your podcast in 6 months, 9 months, whenever, mm-hmm. I'll be able to show you a published paper on our finished branded product that gives it structure function claims like may support a healthy stress response.
And of course, anxiety is such a rare condition that, it's hardly anyone suffers from that, right?
Right. Especially these days. So knowing that this is a safe and effective way to help healthy people develop a more appropriate stress response, in addition to the fact that hemp extracts are pro-neurogenic, and we all know about a varied diet for good gut microflora, exercise for brain-derived nootropic factor, hemp extracts rescue neurons. It's pro-neurogenic support. So not just anxiety, but helping you keep good brain cell communication, brain-to-brain connection.
And there's a paradox there because there's a lot of concern about legalizing marijuana and especially the use of marijuana by pregnant women teenagers and preteens now that it's being made more universally available because of legalization, and that it will actually thwart brain development. But what you're saying is that there's something different about CBD, which actually is derived from the hemp plant, which is of the same genus and species as marijuana, that actually protects the brain? Is that what you're alluding to?
Yes, it does. It's a neuroprotectant, and it protects the brain. But let's be fair. Mm-hmm. We love to be intellectually honest here. A paper came out recently, certain people with PTSD that take THC. The THC helps them with cognitive performance because they're under so much stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not the product that we're selling.
No.
But to Dr. Hoffman's point, the healthy developing mind and a healthy developing soul and well-being and just total health, that's where the hemp extracts high in CBD seem to be more appropriate. So there's a role for THC, but they will never, those products will never be sold in health food stores.
Okay. Now, recently, there was some happy news on the legislative front because, frankly, the status of CBD has been questionable from a legal standpoint, from a regulatory standpoint. And the passage of the Farm Bill of 2018, just at the end of last year, has paved the way for more accessibility to CBD with some caveats, right? So let's examine the legal status, because a lot of people ask me, patients say, is that legal? Can I take that?
Well, that's a very important and complicated question,
yep.
And I think it deserves a straightforward answer. Hemp, the hemp plant, has finally been removed from the Controlled Substance Act. So we're talking about an outdoor-grown cannabis plant that has 0.3% THC by volume of the dry weight of the leaf. Now, that has confused people to no end, and I figured it out. Doctor, that was the DEA's definition of hemp.
Mm-hmm.
The DEA said anything over 0.3% is marijuana, mm-hmm. and under 0.3% is hemp. But the DEA is gone. Hemp has now been removed from the Controlled Substance Act. So people mm-hmm. say to me, is CBD legal to sell? CBD was approved last year as an active pharmaceutical ingredient. The drug is called Epidiolex. It's 99% CBD. So no, you can't sell CBD.
That's the GW Pharmaceuticals product. Yeah.
GW Pharma's PBS. I'm going fast. People should look up GW Pharmaceuticals, natural, plant-based, non-synthetic, 99% CBD for rare forms of treatment-resistant epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot sell 99% CBD because it's an active pharmaceutical ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's happening, because this market is so new, it's a drug!
Yeah.
And so people are selling isolated CBD today in the market.
Yeah.
And they really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because it's an approved drug. So I think that's where the confusion is. Hemp was liberated, not CBD.
Okay. So I guess it's just a matter of whack-a-mole before FDA or the powers that be. In effect, they're enforcing the patent for GW Pharmaceuticals, right? I mean, because they have cornered the market on the specific indication of high-dose purified CBD for a relatively rare condition, a certain type of pediatric seizure disorder. And for that alone, not for anxiety, not for insomnia, not for any of the other things for which it's beneficial.
That is correct. And that's why if you listen closely to what Dr. Scott Gottlieb, director of the FDA, just said today and even yesterday, he said, we will preserve the pharmaceutical route, because there's still a tremendous amount of development in that field.
Mm-hmm.
But Congress has spoken, the people, we have spoken, and we now want hemp, low to no THC, naturally occurring CBD hemp products to have a regulatory home. So I see it as pharmaceutical will be in the pharmacy,
mm-hmm.
botanical at the dispensary, agricultural in the health food store. Now this is where the confusion comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow high CBD, low THC marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were only testing the amount of THC, you could pass it off as hemp. However, the other cofactors, the scent molecules, the other compounds that are in there in low THC, high CBD marijuana might make you feel stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we sell those in a dispensary, mm-hmm. you see, and not a health food store. So mm-hmm. true fiber hemp
mm-hmm.
has 1% CBD. True fiber hemp.
Mm-hmm.
Epidiolex is 99% CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So we have it flipped.
Mm-hmm.
We have 99% plant stuff, fatty acids, vitamin E, sterols, cofactors, mm-hmm. antioxidants, cannaflavins, all kinds of stuff, where the drug is only CBD. And these details are where people are getting confused.
Okay. So now you mentioned these other compounds, and they have unfamiliar names. Especially if you're going to take this for anxiety, you know, say you're working machinery, you're driving a car or a truck, you know, you're a long distance hauler, and perhaps you're taking the CBD for back pain. You really don't want a component in there that makes you drowsy, right?
You're 100% right, doctor. That's one of the reasons I love to be on your show. Cannabis, marijuana, low THC, high CBD marijuana may also have something called myrcene.
Okay. Can you spell it?
M-Y-R.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. M-Y-R-C-E-N-E. Myrcene. Now, the myrcene can give you some daytime sleepiness or somnolence or make you feel inebriated or stoned.
Hmm.
And so you may not want that, to Dr. Hoffman's point, because CBD is a direct agonist at the serotonin receptor. So mm-hmm. CBD elevates, it doesn't sedate. THC is dystopic. THC has no activity at the serotonin receptor, mm-hmm. where CBD does. So the last thing that you want is to buy a low THC, high CBD product.
But where would you get that? Where you get that from a dispensary, though, right?
No. That's why I wanted to come on. Oh, okay. That's being sold in health food stores right now.
Oh, okay. Which, so...
You see where I'm going with
it? So, in effect, you really don't know what you're getting because you think you're getting CBD. Everything says CBD, CBD, CBD. But actually, it's a chicken soup of admixture of things. Some of them are beneficial, though. There are what are called entourage compounds that are thought to amp up the efficacy, the anti-inflammatory potential, say, of CBD.
Well, no, that is certainly true. However, it's only an idea that we've never been able to truly suss out in science to prove that the isolated molecule is not the same as the complex biochemical matrices. Here mm-hmm. with cannabis and with hemp, we have a much better argument because we can look back at the isolated pharmaceutical products that were created back in the 1980s, Marinol, for example, mm-hmm. isolated THC.
Yeah, which is for cancer patients, you know, that whole thing, yeah.
But did you know it's also used off-label for anorexia?
Oh, because it gives you the munchies, yeah.
Right, right. So we understand that there's a role for these cannabinoids. The point mm-hmm. we're trying to make from CB Science's perspective is the president liberated hemp. Hemp is different than marijuana. The genetics of the seed are different. You have to plant a hemp seed in the ground with dirt and overalls and combines. And that's why the government got involved in bringing hemp back, not CBD products. Mm-hmm. CBD products are probably only going to be found in a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. So that's why we were redefining the term. You said entourage effect. Mm-hmm. Let's describe what that means. It's the idea all the compounds work better together. I believe it was Vincenzo DiMarzo that came up with that term. We've come up with our own term called hemp-tourage effect.
Oh, cool.
Now, mm-hmm. most people don't know this. Mm-hmm. Our product contains over 500 different compounds. Mm-hmm. Phytocannabinoids, aromatic terpenes, antioxidants, essential fatty acids, and vitamin E. So ours is a food fiber hemp source with naturally occurring CBD. And you get better results because of the hemp entourage effect, the cofactors that help to support the cannabinoids and their anti-inflammatory and antioxidant activity.
Okay. Now, you know, coming back to regulation, there is some confusion because here in New York City, which basically, I mean, New York City is a real free fire zone for, you know, any type of vice you might seek out. So, you know, it's by no means a puritanical redoubt in the United States. New York City just undertook a crackdown on CBD in food, beverages, and dietary supplements. I mean, food and beverages. In other words, you can't go to a CBD bar and get an infusion of CBD in your cocktail, for example, or go to a tea shop or a coffee shop and get a CBD infused. Starbucks or something like that. So this is a local jurisdiction, and I think local jurisdictions are going to do different things with CBD, right?
Oh, yes. This will be like individual liquor laws at the end of prohibition. Mm-hmm. And so, but let's be clear on what's happening in your city. What the officials have said is you cannot add CBD. That would be an isolated molecule. You can't add CBD to food because it's an active pharmaceutical ingredient.
Right. I mean, you can't take some GW Pharmaceuticals, stuff and dilute it and pour it into your hot cocoa or something like that.
You can't do that. However, hemp, true fiber agricultural food hemp, was liberated because of the Farm Bill of 2018.
Okay.
And so hemp extracts made from hemp with naturally occurring CBD, well, they're going to be here, and they'll be the biggest selling dietary supplements ever. So there'll be three different markets. There'll be the pharmacy with Epidiolex and other isolates, mm-hmm. the dispensary with botanical cannabis, whether mm-hmm. high THC or low, mm-hmm. and there'll be the hemp products in the health food stores.
Which is what CV Sciences is directing itself towards. So another thing that's come up lately, and I just read about this, this stuff comes from hemp. But actually, I've read that there is a way to synthesize CBD from yeast, much in the way that, you know, we synthesize drugs, for example, or certain chemical products from bacteria. You know, it's actually we can modify certain things in big fermenting vats, and they'll just crank out things like insulin. They'll crank out CBD, whatever you want.
Fatty acids.
Yeah, fatty acids too. Yeah, you can make fish oil without fish these days. It's kind of interesting technology. Is CV Sciences exploring that?
No, because if you make CBD from yeast, it's an active pharmaceutical ingredient. So GW Pharma is probably going to really surprise the world along with BASF. I'm just guessing now, the big chemical company. The synthesis
German-based
of these things
will
be able to produce untold amounts at rock bottom prices.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to the argument, is ascorbic acid the same as eating an orange with all the bioflavonoids and cofactors? And you know what? You might
rose hips vitamin C or something that's like a naturally derived, vitamin C from acerola or from
rose hip, camu, for example. Those are different than ice. So that's what's happening here. And we also see it in fish oil.
Right.
That's also a great analogy, right? 99% pure EPA has been shown in a certain patient population at a certain dose over a certain period of time to be very effective. At the same time, the Europeans are no longer recommending omega-3 in their government health schemes to be reimbursed because standard fish oil pills don't have the dose necessary, from what we've seen, to really make a difference in treatment-resistant patients. So I want to always speak to the highest level of intellectual honesty. There may be a place for an isolated CBD, and it's in a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And you may find, if you're under the care of a doctor and you've tried hemp CBD, and it doesn't get you where you need to go, you might need to go into a dispensary and take a look at the other stuff.
An example of which might be, you know, someone who's suffering from a seizure disorder, and they say, well, okay, I'm going to try some plus CBD. Well, you know, yeah, I got a little, maybe 20% less seizures, but if you really want the medical application of the CBD, you'd have to go to the very 99% pure product, possibly. Okay.
Yes, you'd have to. And you know what's so beautiful now? I spend a lot of my time at pharmacy shows now because the pharmacists are like you. I'm not trying to flatter you. You're fast. Your audience is fast. Yep. We say to them, when they come in and say, I have epilepsy, you say, we have a drug now called Epidiolex, natural plant-based CBD, reimbursed by insurance with a child-proof cap and instructions. It's our products are used for inflammation and stress, inflammation, stress, and pain at a far lower concentration. So that's something else that's lost in translation. Did you notice the dose for the GW Pharma Epidiolex CBD product? Did you see
how high? I did not notice how high.
Okay, 20 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day.
And that's 99%.
1,400 milligrams of CBD for a 70-kilogram average human being. 1,400 milligrams is what you need for treatment-resistant seizures.
A gram of CBD, wow.
1,400 milligrams. Our products are 15 milligrams of CBD per serving. So there are
Let's do the math there. It would be like 50 pills or 70 pills of that, right? So, okay.
We don't ever recommend our products for sick people.
Yeah.
We recommend our products for healthy people.
Okay.
So if you want a more appropriate inflammatory stress or pain response, you may have some benefit with plus CBD oil.
Okay. All right. Well, let's leave it at that for part one, because I think you beautifully introduced us to what the regulatory situation is and, you know, how to distinguish between pharmaceutical CBD and pot dispensary CBD and the type that's available over the counter, for example, via CV Sciences. And so in part two, let's drill down, and we're going to just answer some practical questions. You know, how should you, you know, how do you dip your toe into this marketplace? There's so many options. Where do you start? What are the different product options? You know, because CBD comes in different doses, different forms. That's confusing for our consumers. So let's set them straight in part two. Our guest is Stuart Tomke. He's Vice President of Human Nutrition and National Educator. And indeed, he is a superlative communicator. From Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences. So we'll be back in just a moment to answer some of your most pressing questions about this exciting over-the-counter supplement, CBD. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.